And we're back with Julia. Julia, thank you so much for holding.
Sure.
I appreciate it. So we were at the point where we were talking about the once again, I guess, the missing piece and finding the information. And what I wanted, others to get a sense of is, what is the most challenging part of your program? You know, the dietary changes, the supplements, the putting up with me. I mean, what is
it? Part's easy. The supplements are easy. What I found challenging was, I was a diehard sugar addict.
Oh, boy.
And Diet Coke. Couldn't live without Diet Coke, I didn't think. And had basically drank soft drinks, I think, my whole life, or at least the majority of it.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was difficult initially. But, again, because the detox was so easy, I don't miss it now at all.
So how, I mean, in terms of the transition, you said that was difficult. What was your experience like? What did you do? What was our interchange? What did you go out and do? Just kind of giving people a flavor for it.
Well, I guess my new addiction is iced tea, but it's caffeine free, and I supplement it with a little stevia, so that I've got a little bit of sugar, but not much. And it's more of a mind over matter. I was just at the point in my life where I wanted to be healthy, maybe for the first time in as long as I can remember. And so, like an addict that decides to quit, I just said, okay, that's it. And I really believe, because I have experienced a detox without the supplements and if you will, the emotional support and the knowledge and education you get just being a patient, that it made it easy. It was just a mind over matter thing.
Right. And you, I think you hit one of the things on the head. You just decided to take control.
Right.
Which means, and some people say, well, you really have to be committed. Well, what does commitment have to do with it? What, committed to feel good?
Right, right.
But yes.
And once you're in that zone, that point in your life, then it's not that difficult. It's just I was ready to be well.
And I think that's the main thing. And of course, I know that there are many people, and I was one of them, who, you said you had really not seen other practitioners or done too much there, although you tried a few things or a number of things on your own, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I saw a lot of practitioners, so there was all kinds of reasons to be disappointed and frustrated and you know, I mean, these were the experts, and they couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that there are many people like me out there, but understand that there is a solution, and you have to look with totally different eyes. The blood test, the hair test, the saliva test, the skin tests are going to miss the key pieces of information. And you would agree with that, right?
Well, for me, because I did have the blood test, I can't speak to the others, but I definitely had blood work done numerous times in the past, and I didn't show any problem at all with thyroid ever.
I can always rely on you to be. That's why I wanted to do this so badly, Julia. Because yes, because you're picky, and I like that. Yeah, and I like that. I like that a lot. So okay, so what are the I guess, and you said it, but I'm going to ask you: are you being supported through the process?
Absolutely, and that's what makes it, I think, not only easy, but also because you gain in knowledge and personal growth about diet and just well-being anyway, I find that not as important, but it's right up there because it is support and it makes it easy.
One of the demonstrations of that is this soy problem, right?
Exactly.
So if you go in and you do really well at reading food labels, and you read everything there, right, in the ingredient list, are you going to be able to avoid soy if you have a sensitivity to it?
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's
very difficult because you didn't know that soy was also in your cosmetics.
Right.
And soy was also
in
your
cleaning products.
Yeah, and your
everything.
Yeah, and your cleaning products.
Right.
And so many other things. And you have a horrible sensitivity to soy. Just get into it, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because we took it out and we found out where it was. You can't do that on your own.
No.
And you also have to be accountable to somebody, don't you think?
Yes, I think human nature requires it.
And that's, you know, part of that support process. So what are the biggest surprises since you began your nutritional transformation? What are some of the biggest surprises?
Well, again, I mean, just being off the medication is huge, huge. And the ease of which I was able to do it. I've only been seeing you for 2 months, and it was a painless, really literally painless transition for me. I just knew I was going to have a horrible experience getting off the sugar and Diet Coke, but it never happened. I never felt really bad.
Wow.
And, I keep waiting, thinking, okay, one of these days I'm going to feel bad. But it hasn't happened yet.
Well, go back and try it, and then, you know, come back and see me.
I will. Yeah, no, I don't want to go that route.
Yeah, exactly
there, but
right.
I feel so much better. I feel really healthy. And unless you've experienced that, it's kind of hard to explain to somebody what the difference is. You just don't even know how bad you feel. If you think if your normal is at one plateau, but that's with all these all the bad things that you eat, then once you eliminate that and you reach a different plateau, it's indescribable.
Right, right. I call it the dimmer switch of health. You know, it's you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's like our experience is one thing, and we don't realize that the light is slowly being dimmed.
Right.
And until all of a sudden things start going cattywampus, and then we start reaching out. And of course, you know, for most of us, our experience is, okay, go and start using some prescription medications of some sort, which, by the way, is always a trap. Because even if it does work, and you've learned this now, in fact, you learned it on your own before you ever came to me. Mm-hmm. But if you start your voyage using prescription medications, there's only one result that's going to occur. Right?
Right. And it's a downward spiral.
It's a downward spiral. And it may be, and that dimmer switch may go slowly at first, may turn down the light slowly at first. But I will tell you that it is a certainty, and I would put all of my worth behind it. There is no one who ever uses pharmaceuticals chronically that ever ends up on less pharmaceuticals. True or true?
Well, it was in my case definitely. The handwriting was on the wall for me. They were already saying, my docs were saying, okay, you've got to do more medicine. You've got to do this in addition to that. And it's just a road that, if people only knew, they wouldn't want to go down.
Exactly. And asthma and allergies are two of the most common chronic conditions that end up utilizing these prescription medications and doctors telling them, just like they told you, that, you know, if you thought things were bad now, things are definitely going to take a turn for the worse. Doesn't matter what we get.
Right. This is what you have to look forward to. And if you really think about it, what does medication do except treat the symptom?
Exactly. But so many people don't know of an alternative,
mm-hmm.
which is, of course, why I do this radio show. But so many people don't know. And then there are so many, you know, people who trumpet alternatives that can't come up with the goods. And that's, to me, you know, we were talking about results is the most important thing. You have to look at these problems from different eyes. If you keep using the blood work, if you keep using the medical model to address these things, you'll keep getting the same result. I mean, that's just, you know, my definition and others' definition of insanity.
Well, and I've experienced it. I'm living proof, so I know that it's true.
Now, one of the things, and that I told you right from the get-go, and I continue to tell, you know, we have this conversation when you come in for your visits, and that is that it's so wonderful that you have experienced, you know, this new level of health and the you know, just the enthusiasm that, you know, you're bringing to this. And I've told you that your results, which are wonderful, is the easy part of the program.
Right.
Right? Because right. because when the symptoms are easy to resolve, I told you that and I've proven that, correct?
That's true.
Yeah. But the healing process, the persistence process, the sticking with what got you there process, that's the key. And you agree with that.
Well, I can see that if you think that you can, you know, have a lifetime of eating bad things, being on medication over 20 years, and then 2 months into it, get off the medication and think that, you know, you can go back to your old ways and everything will be fine, I think that's just a fantasy. I realize that it must take a long time to heal, for your body to heal itself after abusing it for that long.
Indeed, and my experience in the clinic is you cannot repair a thyroid or an adrenal gland in less than 2 years. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean you come and see me every week or every other week for 2 years, and we've talked about that. But you do have to stay in touch, mm-hmm. and that's part of the maintenance program, which you aren't quite there yet. But that just makes total sense, right?
Does to me.
Okay, hon. I've got one last question before we break up this lovely discussion. Would you hold for just a moment? We've got to take that quick break. Thank you very much,
sure.
Julia.